team has 27 home runs in the last 11 games. Does that, that's fueling you, obviously. There's a long ball. Did that something you see coming?
That many of them, no. But we'll take it, and the guys are feeling pretty good about where they're at right now. Individually, we have a lot of guys playing with confidence, so we like it.
You were pretty adamant in spring training that you thought this offense was going to be bigger and better for this team than some people thought. Have you seen that from this group, and what has caused it to kind of all come together at once here?
I think when you look at April, there's a lot of guys that were in the same spot where they weren't feeling great about where they were offensively, and thankfully they stuck with it, because the reality is they're pretty darn good at it. And now we're seeing it all come together, and they're playing to their potential, and they're swinging the bats really well. But yeah, this lineup could do damage, and today was a great example of that. Yeah, this is a very competitive individual who's going to take that personal, and obviously the strategy behind it makes sense, but when you're the guy on deck, yeah, you feel that a little bit, so I'm glad he came through the way he did.
You guys have been on the opposite side of Wilson's antics for a while now. When you see how he reacts, how he incites the dugout, how does that charge a lineup or motivate guys to play with
him? I mean, I think you heard the crowd. The dugout felt the same exact way. This is a guy that you learn to hate when he's across the way, and you absolutely love him when he's in your dugout because of the energy and the competitiveness that he brings to the table every day, regardless of situation. So, yeah, it was a good day.
Is there a different energy that you've seen? I mean, when you think of the Cardinals, you think of, I don't want to say subdued, but it's been a minute since this dugout has seen such character.
Yeah, we'll take it.
Does it cause a change?
I'm not sure about conservative. I mean, certain guys are, but no, it's obviously when we went and got him, we knew we were getting a fiery guy that brought that every day. And yeah, you can use it.
Did you walk over to the hamburger phone?
I did not, no.
What did Gordon show you in his at best tonight against the left?
Yeah, I got the base hit to begin with, and stayed on that ball well for the homer. It's a tough lefty. It's a tough matchup, but at some point, we've talked about it, you're going to have to give him the opportunity to show that he can or can't, and it's not a one- or two-time thing. You're going to have to run him out there and give him a real opportunity, and we've done that a couple times now, but today was he responded really well to a really good left-hander.
You insisted in spring training that he was the guy that you were seeing a lot of good things from compared to last year, and that he really took to it in the offseason to make sure he was improving in the areas you guys wanted him to. Is that another area that showing what he can do against lefties now is sort of further exemplifying that for you guys?
Yeah, absolutely. And his demeanor is going to allow him to do that. I mean, with the success that he's having, you still can't tell kind of what's going on, whether he's 4-4, 0-4, he just shows up the same every day, every at bat, and that's going to play well for him.
We talked yesterday about some of the genuine excitement Oscar had to be here after the weird gap in his career.
Sure.
Tonight, with the night that he had tonight, what he gives you, not only offensively but defensively as well, he'll shuffle around a lot and he's settled it down.
Yeah, kid's a winner. In the way he goes about it, the way he prepares, the way he sees the game. I've known him for a while, and he has instinctually, he sees the game really well. And he's going to find ways to help you win, whether that's defensively on the bases, offensively. He's just always looking for the next opportunity to help. So he fits in well into that clubhouse for what we need at the moment.
A little off-back since he just walked in the door, but Seattle Wainwright settled down after the first inning for some positives he saw from that outing.
Hey, Adam.
Don't be too honest.
No, if you look at it, they put up the two runs early, and it felt like he was battling just overall timing the whole way, just making adjustments pitch to pitch. But while he battled that, he still navigated a really tough lineup to give us get us deeper into that game. So that's the way I saw it.
Do you have anything else on Tommy?
Right now, just day to day, as I go in, I'll circle up with AO and get a better idea of what we're looking at.
That was obviously from the collision.
From the collision, that's correct.
What did you all see with him running on bases that caught your attention?
he just kept kind of bending over, so I wanted to make sure he was okay to at least finish running the bases, and he said he was okay, but then once he got back into the dugout, we felt like it made the most sense to pull him.
For the guts of this game, it's a one-run ball game. You have a spot in there that you kind of point to as what kind of held for you all changed
it. Man, there's a lot of moments in there that were meaningful, and what Verhagen and Hicks did was extremely important. Cabby's been pretty good for us. And at some point in that game, when they scored the runs that they did, at times you could feel the dugout kind of like, oh, no, here we go. And you didn't sense that at all today. There's a confidence and a calmness to, we'll figure out a way to score more and be okay, which kind of points to where that clubhouse is at the moment. Yeah, a home run's definitely help. What I can tell you is, and I've said it several times, we dug ourselves a hole, and these guys are on a mission. And offensively, that showed today. But, yes, the homer helps.
Thank you.